Dealing with livestock and pets during and after a natural disaster. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Natural disasters make life tough for people and animals. The Utah Department of Agriculture and Food has community animal response teams in the event of a disaster. Coordinating that program is Assistant State Veterinarian Amanda Price.
It's going to help counties and cities prepare for animals in disaster, to have a plan in place before a disaster for what they're going to do with the animals in their community, as well as helping the individual animal owners realize, hey, we've got to have some plans in place for our animals.
Price says people can put themselves at risk when their animals are at risk.
We know that planning for animals in disasters and helping save their lives saves human lives as well. There were a lot of people during Hurricane Katrina that refused to evacuate because they were told they couldn't take their pets with them. So they stayed behind and put themselves in risk.
Then, says Price, there's the matter of reuniting animals and their owners when the disaster's over.
So not as big a deal for the ones that are branded, but, you know, horses, if they're not branded, it can be really hard to tell who they belong to. So if you don't want to brand them, you can use the microchips. Can't use the microchips on food animals, but, you know, we do have the RFID tags, brands, other ways to figure out who the owners are.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.